Live from Los Angeles, at home edition of the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights.
We'll be swimming when we die. Holistic nutritionist and intuitive healer, Scarlett Curtis.
Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky. Where the stars
and are musical
always
guest,
shine.
Riley Silo. I am Mark Scherer, and now our host, the MC, the Master of Change, Filippo Voltaggio.
You know, it's interesting how sometimes we mark time. And exactly a year and a day ago was the day, the last day that we had the Life Changes show live in studio at the Vortex Dome at LA Center Studios downtown. The last day for that show as we know it. And after that, we all buckled down for what was to be 2 or 3 weeks or something like that. Some people buckled down a bit before that, some people a bit after, but around this time, most of the world buckled down, and some people and stayed at home. Some people stocked up on food and supplies, and some people were alone. Some people were with people. A year has passed, and. There have been so many different reflections. Tonight, we're going to have a reflection around food. Now, interestingly enough, there have been so many conversations that we have had on the Life Changes show that have been hard to have, including like one of the past ones, teen suicide, which has gone up. And of course, as soon as we had that show, we had so many people let us know it's not just the teens, it's us adults too. And it is, it's everyone experiencing things on a level that we've not done so as a world before, I would imagine. And so with that, we started to have a conversation with Scarlett, our guest, about how food might be affecting some of the things that are going on, and how potentially some of the comfort foods are actually making us uncomfortable. Now, potentially it's understandable that, you know, the fear in the moment and all that, and you know, if it's going to be for 2-3 weeks or something, eating habits that are not necessarily the healthiest is one thing. But a year later, it's a whole different conversation. And so really glad that Scarlett Curtis, holistic nutritionist, is joining us today. And a little later on, Riley Silos. What a story he'll have to share, and beautiful music, all on the Life Changes show at Home Edition right after this.
Have you felt inspired to meditate but you just can't? Do you suffer from anxiety but fidget toys just make you more fidgety? Want to replace negative self-talk in your head that keeps bringing you down? Introducing the latest self-help solution, Phi Beads. Transformational beaded jewelry inspired by ancient wisdom, science, math, and psychology. All Phi Beads are designed to incorporate the powerful Fibonacci sequence, nature's mathematical formula that has shaped our existence from the beginning of time. The Fibonacci sequence, also known as the golden mean or the golden ratio, is recognized by our conscious and unconscious mind and resonates as order out of chaos, like we see in plants, flowers, seashells, ocean waves, the pyramids, and in our own body. Not only beautiful, they feel good to wear. Phi Beads can help anchor tranquility, positivity, focus, and structure in your life by doing the Phi Meditation. Phi Meditation helps you harness the power of I Am for intention, affirmation, and manifestation. Affirm the life you want. Get your set of Phi Beads at PhiBeads.com. That's Phi, P-H-I, Beads.com. You are listening to the Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA on the BBS Radio Network with your host, the Master of Change, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows on our archive page at LifeChangesShow.com. which include luminaries such as comedian Michael Collier, actress Gabriella Wright, performing artist James Hood, and author Ken Honda. Email your comments and questions to info@lifechangesnetwork.com or askdorothy@lifechangesshow.com. You can also comment via Twitter @LifeChangesShow and Facebook @TheLifeChangesShow.
Okay, we're back and ready to get going. I am Filippo Voltaggio, host, and we are still at home on the Life Changes Show. And I am online with our producer and co-host, Mark LeJour.
That monologue was very relevant today, since every day I mark time. I'm really excited for this show. You know, the every year that passes, I'm paying more and more attention to what I eat. And that catchphrase of "you are what you eat," I never really understood the sacred connection to food. And, you know, I kind of ate just what was put in front of me. And there's so much more to learn, and it makes such a difference.
Yeah, actually, and the kind of difference that we're going to be talking about it with our guest today is the kind of difference that could potentially save lives, not just from a healthy physical aspect, but from a mental healthy aspect. So with that, our guest is a holistic nutritionist. She is a Reiki master and an intuitive energy healer who has healed herself of many things that we'll talk about in just a moment. We welcome Scarlett Curtis to the show.
Hi, how are you guys doing? Thank you so much for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you. And I should say right off the bat that we thank Alexandra Eisner for introducing us to you and also to our musical guest. And it's great that we can have both you and Riley Silos on the same show. So a big thank you to Alexandra Eisner.
Yeah, thank you so much for that, Alex, if you're listening.
So I'm sure she is. So if people don't know where you're coming from, you mentioned some words during the conversation that we had that aren't used a lot and people don't really know what they mean. So you talk about building a bridge through functional medicine. Where do you come from on that?
Okay, so going back to that, when we were talking, I was mentioning that my degree is in human nutrition and functional medicine. And the reason I chose that program was because I really liked how their focus was in holistic nutrition, but they also brought in the functional medicine aspect, which was very research-based and had a lot of science and modern research, I would say, that maybe doesn't always make it into the mainstream information that we have now. Sometimes I find that there's a lag between research available for integrating holistic nutrition and medicine together. And functional medicine is nice because it's attempting to start to bridge that gap. And I really found that awesome. So I'm not a functional medicine doctor, but I just studied functional nutrition, if that makes sense, and holistic nutrition.
It makes very much sense. And especially since, did you not get into that field because you wanted to change your personal life, right?
Yes. I started dealing with a lot of big health issues at a young age. By the time I was 21, I had suffered with pretty severe depression, anxiety, adult acne, IBS, just to name a few. And I wasn't really getting the answers I was looking for. So it was my dad, who's a mechanic and likes to fix things, who said, well, if I were you, I would figure out how to fix it myself. And so I took the challenge. And it led me down a big journey. And I became very passionate. And then that was what led me to higher learning, higher education on that subject. And that, yeah.
You know, what's interesting to me, Scarlett, is I'm going to read a little bit more than what you shared, because when I first read this list, it is a long list. And yet at the same time, I kind of felt like, wow, I know so many people personally that are dealing with about half of these things, like mm-hmm. it's a normal everyday food allergy, adding to what you said, food allergies, chemical allergies, bulimia, hormonal imbalances, insomnia. Right?
That's a big one. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
It's now that's an epidemic.
Yeah, it truly is a huge problem in our society, is people not being able to sleep, not knowing why they aren't able to sleep. Yeah, I suffered with that for a long time, on and off. Don't remind me.
Small intestine. Well, I'm glad it's that much in the past, and that's why we're having this conversation. Small intestinal bacteria overgrowth, chronic yeast infections, constipation. I mean, seriously, parasitic infection. And so many people don't even know that they have some of this, but they can take a this or a that, and that's kind of going to let it feel like it passed for now, right? Sometimes.
Yeah. Are you asking if most of these have passed for me?
No. I'm sorry. People that are experiencing some of this, they'll take a little bit of this or have a little bit of that, and it feels like it's no longer an issue at the moment. But that's very much a Band-Aid.
Yes, absolutely. I think that's true. And, you know, sometimes we do need Band-Aids in the moment when we're suffering, but you really need to get to the root cause of these issues. And oftentimes what we'll find is that they stem from very similar causes. And that's actually gave me a lot of hope in my healing, was that once you go deep enough, you can kind of figure out that a lot of these things are related to, they're related. You know, they're not, we tend to think, like, especially in people with autoimmune disease, it's like you get one and typically you can get another or another. But in my experience and my education, it's like they're related to the same root causes. And once you get to that level, then you can really start doing some healing work and starting to eradicate these types of things, which is very powerful and nice. And I do feel it's worth mentioning that in this world, you know, we are living in an industrialized society. And so there's benefits that come with that. And then there's also, the negative reality is that there's a lot of pollution. And so it's important to keep up with your health. And that's something I've found over the years, is that I need to keep up with what I'm doing. And I need to keep inspiring myself every day to keep making wise choices so that I can continue to live, feeling good, really. That's really all I want. That's all we all want, right? It's just to feel happy. We want to feel good. We want to wake up and feel inspired and be able to enjoy our day. It's really simple. But when you're feeling bad and you have fatigue in the morning and energy issues and you're bloated all the time, you know, it's just life starts to drag a bit, or acne, you know, rosacea, these things make us feel so insecure. And they tend to lead to things like anxiety, depression. I feel like it all goes together, but it's just, I feel like it's worth mentioning that it can be, they can definitely be healed. It just takes a little bit of work, and it takes some tenacity, right? Like continuing on that path and making it a part of our day. And if we mess up or we eat something or whatever, we just get up and try again. Like, that's what I had to learn, at least.
Well, you know, when you and I were having our conversation before the show, I was starting to think of this in a different way. Obviously, we think of, don't eat this if you want to lose weight or if you want to be healthy. And though I know that food affects our mental health, mm-hmm. I haven't always made the correlation like you were making it for me. And like, I'd like for you to make it for the audience, if you would, when we come back after this, because that at a time like this, when so many people are suffering together or not together, but all around the world, to be able to have something, because sometimes comfort food feels good. But if it's the actual thing that's making us uncomfortable and unhealthy and mentally unhealthy, that's then what can we do about that? So when we come back, we're going to be talking to Scarlett Curtis about that and so much more. You can learn more about Scarlett at Heal with Scarlett, Scarlett.com. And a little later on, we're going to have Riley Silos as our musical guest, all on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition right after this.
Want to connect with amazing people who are committed to making a difference? From the Heart Tribe is a platform, community, and movement with the purpose of bringing like-minded humans together to help animals and the environment in order to gain a stronger connection and understanding of the world around us. They're dedicated to effectuating positive change by empowering individuals to organize meaningful and engaging experiences that build compassion for animals and the natural environment. Their founders and members' passion is to inspire others to actively get involved in their homes, their communities, and the world, to raise awareness about the issues we face, and most of all, to be part of the solution. Through their efforts, they have also accomplished some amazing and tangible achievements. Their Pickup for Paradise beach cleanups have collected over 50,000 pieces of foreign debris. And also, thanks to animal rescue and recovery volunteers, over 30% of the volunteers have become vegan or reduced their meat intake. Daily habits make a big difference. Please join any of their upcoming events by going to fthtt.org and signing up for their newsletter. You can also follow on Instagram and Facebook at From the Heart Tribe. You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include influencers such as author Ariel Ford, business luminary Nolan Bushnell, and actress Dee Wallace on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. Please send any comments or questions to info@lifechangesnetwork.com or via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We are back, and we've been talking to Scarlett Curtis, who has laid the groundwork, the foundation, if you will, for a conversation about how we support ourselves through food, especially at this time. So when we were all supposed to stay at home, what I understand is one of the first things that disappear, Scarlett, from the stores were potato chips and processed foods and those kinds of things, right? And the aisles were full of fresh vegetables and fruits, evidently. Well, not evidently, I saw them too. So I bought them, but tell us how that might not have, that might have been the Band-Aid for the moment. But a year later, we're learning and needing to know what.
Well, you know, I understand. I have compassion for that, because I used to love chips, especially before I had more awareness around these subjects. But the one thing that I've learned here and that I really would like to get across is nutrition is the basis of everything. You know, it's the basis, our body is the building blocks of our body. And we were talking earlier about the structure of a house and how oftentimes mental illness is treated from the outside in, kind of like just it. Yeah, the outside in, and really without taking care of the foundation. Before you build a house, you need to put the structure down, and you have to, right? There's just certain steps that need to come forth with building that foundation. And sometimes we skip over those things. And so that's the way that we were talking about it before, is getting those building blocks down. And that comes with making wise choices. And really it is around including, it sounds so simple, but it really is around including more fresh fruits and vegetables, making different choices other than the standard American diet, unfortunately, which is what we've all been trained to eat. We are trained to eat boxed foods without looking at the labels. We're trained to consume whenever we feel hungry without tuning in and really taking a moment or a breath to see what it is that we need, right, versus what we're craving. So I hope I'm answering your question, but yeah, I work with a lot of young girls and teenagers who are suffering, and lots of people really that have been suffering with mental health during this time. And really it comes back to remembering the basics is like, how are you treating your, how, what are you putting in your body? What are you doing to support your mental health actually? And a lot of times what I'm finding is that people are eating pizza. They're eating, you know, processed carbs, donuts, cookies, like a lot of these things that are really inflammatory that can inflame your nerves and cause anxiety just in and of themselves. They're consuming additives and colorings and all of this stuff that isn't, that we don't think about, but that's really important. And what they're not getting is they're not getting the minerals and the vitamins that they need to stay mentally balanced and to be able to cope with stress and with fear and the unknown. So when you're eating those foods, they're taking from you. They're not giving you what you need to cope in life or even to make decisions. So many people have brain fog, right? They have just these different conditions. And a lot of it is really around what we're eating and what we're choosing. So I feel like it's so important to get that foundation of choosing whole foods, choosing to eat the things that maybe seem boring, but they're really not once you learn how to kind of jazz it up a little bit. It's, I hope I'm answering your question, but that's
sure what it is. You sure are. And what's most important here is to make that connection between food and mental health. And you said at the very foundational part of all of this is good, clean water, right? So that's a given, right?
Yes, so important.
So what might not be a given, so let's say, because this doesn't just happen now, it happens always. And sadly, probably forever, things happen in life. And so somebody gets down or depressed or, you know, loses something or other. And so we tend to go for comfort food. And those comfort foods are usually, what, fatty and very carby, right?
And sugary.
And sugary, right, yeah. Right. And you said you get it and you actually had, like, what about this kind of thing? Like, what can they eat instead?
Yeah, so I think it takes a little, when you're eating like that, it's like we're a little bit ruled by our primal emotions, I think. Like, the first thing when we get into emotional or stress state, we go for what comforted us when we were little or growing up. And so I think there's a little bit of having to be patient with yourself to readjust the mind. Nice. But yeah, so you'd be surprised, but most people who are dealing with mental stress and anxiety and depression, they're really lacking. I know we were talking about sugar in terms of like chocolate and like candies and cookies and things, but that would be what I would call like artificial sugars as well. But what people are really lacking is sugar in the form of glucose, high quality glucose from fruits, you know, fruits. They need, so many people are lacking fruits. And what I find is when we start to include them again in our diet, this is like a powerhouse of healing nutrients for the brain, for the mind, for coping. We tend to think of fruits as just being, I don't know, somehow they got equated with sugar and that's a problem because there's so much more than that. But they also have healing information. A lot of these fruits like blueberries, for instance, or bananas or apples, they have survival information, and the same with certain vegetables.
Wow. So
when you're taking that in and you're making those choices, you're getting that on like a DNA, like on a energetic level.
Wow.
And when you're having processed foods, you're getting processed stuff. So I'd say that's a very important, is really, I want to, and I'm bringing that up because I noticed so many people, and I mentioned it with you earlier, are forgetting to eat fruits or thinking they can only eat like green apples and blueberries because there's too much sugar and they're going to get diabetes. And that's unfortunate because it's really more about the fat that's being consumed. That's a problem. We need more fresh fruit and vegetables, obviously, in our diet. And earlier we were talking about how, like, for myself, when I need a comfort food, I love potatoes. Like, I love everything you can make with a potato. I love mashed potatoes. I love French fries even. And so sometimes we have to learn how to make foods in a way that they support us. And when it comes to me and potatoes, they're so nourishing mentally. Like, they give you that kind of full comforting feeling that we're looking for, but you can make them without all the like sour cream and the fat and the butter and things, and you have a really nourishing food that's going to kind of ground and stabilize you. Potatoes grow in the earth, so their energetic components are grounding, and when you're stressed out and when you're anxious, you're not grounded. So we need to think in terms of foods that are going to help us ground, and that's very grounding. So you can make mashed potatoes, and you can substitute certain foods that might contribute to the problem. You know, we're talking about like dairy, for instance, can be very triggering for many people, other ingredients. So it's very easy to make some of these comfort foods with ingredients that are supportive to our health. I love to make cutting up all my own potatoes and making fries in the stove. And these are the things I do when I need comfort, but I'm also trying to make a good choice around what I'm eating. I find mangoes, that's really random, but mangoes are so amazing for supporting positive mood and mental health. Watermelon, especially, melons of all kinds, pineapple. And these are tropical fruits that people eat most of them anyways in more tropical climates. And you know, when you go on a vacation somewhere, you're like, ooh, let me have like a pina colada, or you choose something, and there's this positive feeling about the vibrancy of these fruits. And I know a lot of people talk about local food, but we have the privilege of having access to these, I think they're God-given, you know, they're like God-given to us to support our mood. And that I feel is very comforting, but there needs to be a switch in the brain a little bit, and like opening up to the idea of being able to make these switches when we're used to going for something else. And that can take some time.
I like the use of the potato as like a bridge, because it is a carb, and Italians make gnocchi out of it, which is like pasta in a sense. That, you know, you can almost make it the same way. You did mention at one point that like the next step would be however did you say it, like a yam or a sweet potato, right?
Yes, of course. Sweet potatoes, I think that's pretty well known that they're so good for you in so many ways. It's very important to get like really clean carbohydrates in. A lot of times we're focused on our healthy fats and proteins and stuff, but people are forgetting that our body runs on carbohydrates. It runs on glucose, and we need to have access to them easily. And that's what makes our system run more smoothly.
Smoothie sounds like a good idea too.
Yeah, smoothies are great. So sweet potatoes are wonderful in that way. And even some people love pasta, like that's a comfort food. And instead of getting like your regular spaghetti at the store, you can get like plant-based pastas, which provide a lot more health at the cellular level, I would say, and mental health, and still give you that comfort feeling without having ingredients or items that are potentially going to cause reactions later, because most people don't realize that they are having reactions now more than ever to things like gluten. Even rice at times can be inflammatory. Corn, you know, that's a big one that I see with people. And so needing to switch this stuff, because a lot of these things have been modified or have been changed from their natural form in some way, and they're causing our bodies, at least what I find through my practice and what I've learned, they're causing a little bit more strife than they're supporting us.
Well, when we come back, we'll get to talk a little bit more of that, about that stress and of course, fear and all this comfort eating. We just have a few more minutes.
with our guest, Scarlett Curtis, but she does work with groups and one-on-one, and she's got information out there you can find at healwithscarlett.com, S-C-A-R-L-E-T-T.com. And Scarlett, I did like the fact that you said don't get down on yourself, because that's just adding more problems. As it's like, if we're changing that mindset, then we know it's a process, and allow for that process. And speaking of mindset, can't wait to introduce you all to our musical guest as well, who's got some kind of a mindset to do what he's doing, and you'll see more why when we introduce Riley Silos. All on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition right after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and a little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes Show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA, with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online at lifechangesshow.com, via Twitter, Life Changes Show, and Facebook at the Life Changes Show.
We're back. I am Filippo, and our guest is Scarlett Curtis. And actually, that commercial with Mark Sun's voice, Jet Paul LeJour, always puts a smile on all of our faces. And it reminded me, Scarlett, laughter. Laughter is important too, right?
Oh my God, yeah. Laughter is the best medicine, right? Yes, absolutely.
So we're working on three foundations. One foundation, of course, is clean water. Another one's laughter. Third one sounds like potatoes.
Probably anyone that knows me is going to laugh because they know I love potatoes.
So obviously not just potatoes, but fruits and vegetables. And you know, when you say chocolate, you mean like the regular box chocolate that, you know, are easier to get. You don't mean like 100% dark chocolate, right?
Well, yes, I'm definitely referring to the ones that are really easy to get. But I do know that a lot of times chocolate, even in its highest, best form, can be used as a substitute for eating things that would be a better choice. It does contain a level of caffeine. It does stimulate you. It stimulates your adrenals. So people who are dealing with like a lot of anxiety need to really lower sources of like stimulants. So coffee, obviously, but chocolate's one of them. And what I find is what I found in myself, even, was that I was eating more chocolate than I was eating health-giving foods when I needed that. And so I think a little bit's okay, but oftentimes we end up eating food that takes the place of other foods that would be better. If that makes sense. Yeah.
It makes sense. And, you know, this gets into a little bit of the work that you do one-on-one with people, because you tune in to people and their needs, their I wants, and their why they're having certain foods and all that. So all that makes a difference too, right?
Yeah, it totally depends as well. Like, everyone's so different. So yeah, it's important to honor differences. That's just something that I tend to see with people and with myself before, when I was kind of using chocolate as a crutch at different times. And now I don't even need, I used to crave it. I remember at one point years ago, I used to crave it like crazy every night. And once you start making those switches and you start getting the right foods in, you can really actually watch yourself let go of some of these cravings, which is very cool, I think.
Well, I liked how at the beginning of the show you were saying how everything kind of worked hand in hand, like they were all related or all connected. And so I know sometimes we focus on health in a certain way, like building muscle or losing weight, or but food and mental health, that connection isn't made all the time. And so I love that you have brought that awareness to the show. What more do we want to say on that subject? Because you said something that I've never heard before. You said, yeah, we can do energy work and you can do, you know, this and that.
All right.
Right?
Yeah, I was saying, like, we can do emotional work and energy work and healing and journaling and all the, you know, the wonderful things all day, but to help somebody to a certain point with their health. But if you don't get the basics down with feeding your body the right way and taking care of it, you're only going to get so far. You're going to hit a wall no matter what. It has to be mind, body, and spirit. Like, the three have to go together if you're going to unlock healing in somebody. And so that's what I find. But sometimes we have a time and place where we're spending more time in these other realms, but there has to be the integration of understanding how choices about what we eat make a huge difference in even our emotional connections, our spiritual connection. We have a physical body and we have to learn how to live in it during our time, you know, here on earth, really. And so I think that's so important.
You know, I'm thinking back, I know you work with children and teens also, and how many times if one of us was sad, we were given a candy bar or had given sugar or something that would add to it. And now we're addicted to it. And now we think every time we're sad, that's where we have to go, right?
Well, that's so interesting because it's actually very intuitive to give somebody some type of a treat, I'll say, like that. Because when you get emotional, your body, you need, like, your brain really and the limbic system needs a high quality sugar. It doesn't need a donut or a pastry or, you know, some of these, like a chocolate bar that also has other stuff mixed in it. Your body wants like a date. It wants a banana. It wants a mango or celery juice because it needs the high quality glucose to get into the neurotransmitters, into your neurons to support balance. And your liver needs access to glucose that it stores as glycogen to support you when you're stressed. You know, if you don't eat for a long period of time, your body has to use all your reserves of energy, which is glucose generally. And so when you hit like an emotional wall, it is natural to actually want to go for something sweet. But most people are going for something sweet and fatty at the same time. And when you have fat mixed in, it makes it very difficult to extract the glucose and the minerals. Like there's just a different process that occurs on a cellular level. So if you're going for a pastry, right, you have like milk usually and butter and then there's sugar. And we tend to think of a pastry as like sugar, really, but there's a lot of fat in it. And when you learn a little bit more about like diabetes, for instance, it's fat coating the glucose that starts to create like insulin resistance. But when you're going through something traumatic or emotional, you need quick energy. Your brain is like, oh my God, during my master's degree, I was like, I need dates. Like they were my lifesaver because, and B12 and certain things, but dates really were helpful and fruits because my brain was just going through energy so fast. And that helped me so much. I was so happy that I learned that because I realized what I needed, to be able to work at such a high level. Does that make sense? So that's an interesting thing. It's like, it's intuitive. We want something sweet. We're just picking the wrong thing. So then we keep craving it. You know, you eat one thing and then you eat a million of it. And your body's like, no, you didn't give me what I actually want or what I actually need. And I think that's how those cravings or those insatiable, right? Those moments where you just feel like you can't satisfy, you can't eat enough chips, you can't eat enough chocolate or whatever it is, because you're not actually getting what your body wants.
You know, this is so helpful to me. I know this came up as we talked about kids and teens. I'm thinking for me, for us adults right now, those of us that are going through stress, I don't go for the donut or the what have you, but I don't go for the fruit either. I mean, I'll just not do anything. So I should go for, what should I go for? What should be my, could be my first go-to?
I'm always going to, I mean, it kind of.
You're gonna say potato? Are you gonna say potato? Don't say potato.
What? No, I wasn't gonna say potato, but I do love potatoes. No, I was going. You're funny. I think, you know, something that's really easy for people to get is like a combination of like an apple with some cucumber sticks and some dates, or celery sticks and dates. And that's like a really beautiful combination of foods, because you're getting potassium, you're getting sodium, you're getting the sugar component or the glucose from dates, which by the way has also a ton of magnesium and other minerals in it. But you're getting this really nice combo that is really supportive, and it's going to support the balance that you need at the cellular level between really high quality sodium and potassium, which is maybe a little advanced for where we're at, but that's really important. And it's going to give your brain the components that it needs. So that's something that I've learned to go for, is like this type of a snack in those moments that maybe I wouldn't have thought of before. But even just getting like carrots and cucumbers and some, you know, like a little bit of avocado, like guacamole or some salsa or something, can be health giving. I tend to go for bananas or a smoothie myself, getting some frozen organic fruit, maybe toss in some spinach, have a smoothie. It's like you'll feel so good in that moment. And a lot of times, like for instance, my fiance, he loves sugar. So I got him making these great smoothies, and he'll put a little bit of vanilla and like sometimes put some cacao and other things, mostly bananas and dates. But I find that that helps him a lot with his sugar cravings. And I'm so proud of him, because that was a really big problem. So you don't necessarily go for the sugar, but making a smoothie or any one of those snacks I suggested is really going to help take you further. And if you're like me, when I get stressed, I don't even want to eat sometimes. I'm just like running on adrenaline, and then I'll crash and burn, and I have to stop myself from doing that as well, and being like, okay, let's stop. I learned to bring a baggie with me to work, and I bring like a bunch of bananas and apples and like snacks and smoothies that I make ahead of time, so that I always, in addition to regular meals, right? But I always have something. It's like I had to train myself to support myself so that we don't crash and burn, because that's what we do in our society, right? We just stress out. We
don't anymore. Let's not do that anymore. No more crashing, no more burning. And gosh, with this information, Scarlett, and what I think we're going to be working on that we can announce at another time, but we'd like to share more information with our audience. But this was a great start to this conversation. So appreciate you. Scarlett Curtis, and you can find her on Instagram and on LinkedIn, Scarlett Curtis, just as it sounds. On Instagram, she's Heal with Scarlett, and her website is healwithscarlett.com. Scarlett, thank you so much.
Thank you. It was so awesome to talk to you guys. I'm so honored to be here.
And looking forward to connecting more for sure.
Yes, I hope so.
Okay, very good. And with that, we have our Ask Dorothy question.
Dear Dorothy, this is Sandra from Michigan. I've spoken to you in the past about my love for a man I've met on Facebook. We are both from the same country and
Sam is still there, and I am in America. As I have shared with you, we have been texting and talking for several months now. He says he loves me, and I feel that he is the man of my dreams. However, he still flirts with others on social media and disrespects me in other ways, too. When I call him on it, he says he is sorry and then does it again. I am grateful to you for helping me understand that I have written my life story and that I have made contracts with many of the people in my life before I incarnated this time around, and I truly understand and believe this. My question for you has to do with my beloved. His behavior is not what I want in a life partner, so I need to know how to rewrite the contract I've made with him. Please advise me as to how to do this so he can become more of the man that I need him to be, and so he will start treating me like the queen that I am.
My dear Sandra, it is good to hear that you understand that you have written your life story. As a producer, director, writer, casting agent, set designer, etc., you are indeed responsible for your life and the people you have invited into your movie titled The Life of Sandra. So yes, you can call in the script doctor, which is also you, and write new chapters from your place of taking personal responsibility for your choices and from understanding that you are the power in your world. However, the only rewrites we can do are those involving our choices and behaviors. We cannot change the nature of the characters of those who are in our lives now. Just as you can change your personal choices and behavior, your man can change his and only his. He cannot change you, and you cannot change him. As for your contract with Sam, it is very possible that you wrote him in exactly the way he has shown up, so you can see what you truly deserve in a relationship. Since you have told him that his behavior does not feel good, and since he only changes momentarily, I suggest you may wish to thank him for serving you in this important way, and then choose to move on and invite your true divine complement to join you in a mutually beneficial, passionate, and honest relationship. We are powerful beyond our imaginations, and it could be good for you to make a list of the characteristics you desire in a loving relationship. It appears to be easier for some to make the list by first making a list of what we don't want and then turning it into a list of positive characteristics. Once you have completed the list, you can then turn it over to your higher self and source and thank your higher self and source for bringing you your true divine complement. I trust that you will dig deeply into what is most important to you in a relationship and make your list from a higher consciousness. I know you are powerful and can co-create a happier future with someone who deserves the amazing woman you are and will treat you with love and respect.
Thank you, Dorothy. And if you have a question for Dorothy, please write her at askdorothy@lifechangesshow.com.
And we'll be right back with our musical guest, Riley Silos, here on the Life Changes Show right after this.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening, someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show
lifechangesnetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@lifechangesnetwork.com.
We are back, and I am so excited to introduce our musical guest. He is indeed a singer, a songwriter, and so much more. But before we talk more about him, Riley Silos, welcome to the show.
Yo, what's up, brother?
How great to have you on.
Yeah, and thank you so much for having me. It's awesome.
It's a pleasure. And, you know, we know you're so busy. Can I just, let me just say, so Riley wrote us about a little snippet of his life. I train 6 to 8 hours a day, 6 days a week. In what, Riley?
Yeah, 6 to 8 hours. It's grinding, man. It's a full-time job for me. I'm training for the Olympics in the sport of archery. And but honestly, any elite level, any sport to get to the Olympics, that's standard, man. 6 to 8 hours. It's pretty normal.
And so when you're not doing that, you're doing what, Riley?
I gotta have an outlet, right? So after my, honestly, I still have time. If I start at 9 a.m., I finish, I can still do my stuff, still hang out with friends. But as a career, I'm trying to make it as a songwriter. And I always find time to do that because that's what I love to do. After practice, I'll write, or sometimes before. So it's all good, though.
You write songs, you collaborate with other musicians, you're producing music, you're shooting musical videos, you've got online music theory classes, working and playing the piano, your vocal techniques, seriously, Riley. So it's funny that when we first started talking, I didn't know, you know, what age group you were in, and it didn't matter, but you started talking about how you were in competitive hockey, and then you switched to archery, and then now you're going to the Olympics. I'm like, how did he do that? You know, like, and then to find out, can I say?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you've got it on your bio. 19 years old. Well, like,
yeah, 19.
And then it makes a little bit more sense when you say you were handed a microphone when you were like one.
That's right. Yeah.
Talk to us about that.
Well, where is that? Well, the singing, I come from a Filipino family. So we talked about this. It's so normal. Like every party I go to, it's always karaoke. I mean, it's not football. It's not basketball. It's always singing.
I love it.
Forever. I mean, my uncles, my aunts, actually, like a lot of the best singers I know are like within my family, you know, like my uncles. They're just beasts and no training. It's just a Filipino thing. You know, everybody has their
great. Yeah. And so you have that. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I thought it was really, really interesting because I wasn't sure what kind of music, you know, you would be putting out there. Actually, let's just jump in. Let's get to hear. Let's give a taste of a song. What are we gonna hear first?
All right, yeah, I'd love to sing for you guys. I'll sing a song. This song is called "Let the Wind Decide," and it's about not worrying about things that you cannot control. So that's a bad relationship with a girlfriend, if the Olympics get postponed, if you're trying to be an actress, actor, whatever it is, don't worry about the stuff that you cannot control. So here it goes.
Well, actually, Riley, before you say that, I think this is so important. I love your attitude. And I heard it right away. Alex shared it with us. Dorothy felt it. We all felt it. Yeah. And he said, right now, my biggest challenge has nothing to do with music. I'm in the middle of the second gap year from the Los Angeles College of Music in Pasadena. I took a gap year because last year I was preparing for the 2020 Olympics, which then got postponed. And now you're having to continue training and postpone college again one more year. And here you are, and you're positive about it. And gosh, thank you. It comes across and it's appreciated.
Well, here's the thing. I wasn't always positive about that. Actually, last year, around that time, I was so sad, man. Like, when the Olympics got postponed, Olympic trials got postponed, everything got postponed.
Yeah.
And it's crazy. It's like a pan, like, who would have guessed, you know what I mean? Like, the coronavirus, everything. It was just crazy.
Right.
Yeah, I got really, really, like, I wasn't depressed, but no, I was really down. I was like, what am I going to do? Like, this is hard. And archery specifically, it's one of those sports where it looks really easy. There's sports that look hard and is hard, like gymnastics, for example, looks really difficult, and it is. But archery is one of those sports like golf where it looks really easy, but it's the total opposite. So there was a time last year where I was very bummed out about that. And the thing that got me through that is I had a conversation with my coach. If you guys are interested in what he said,
I am interested, because I thought you were going to say you had a potato and then you felt better, which evidently works too.
You know, I was listening. I eat a lot of pineapples, strawberries, and potatoes. So
nice. Okay. So what did your coach say?
So here's what he said. This is my hockey coach, because I still talk to my hockey coaches regularly. And it completely changed how I look at life, not just Olympics, not just songwriting, just how I wake up in the morning. So I'll keep it short because I don't want to bore anyone with my boring story. But it's a story of an architect wanting to retire. Very good architect. So he went to his boss and he goes, "Hey, boss, can I retire?" And he goes, "Yeah, you can totally retire after you build me one more house." So the architect was like, "Okay, no problem. I build this one house and then I retire." And each house takes like 6 months, because this guy is like a pro. Like, he knows he has to get everything perfect. So it takes 6 months to build a house. So 6 months later, he goes to his boss, goes, "Can I retire now?" And the boss goes, "Ooh, sorry, man. I actually need you to build one more house for me." And the guy's like, "Okay, that's fine. Another 6 months and then I retire, right? No problem." So then another 6 months, he builds this house. Everything's perfect. The foundation, the door's perfect, everything. And he goes to his boss again. This is the third time. His boss, "Can I retire?" And the boss goes, "Ooh, sorry, you know, we just got this new client. You got to build another house." This happened about like 10 times, okay? So every time he goes to the boss to retire, he's like, "Can I retire?" The boss is like, "One more house, one more house, one more house." And it got to the point where the architect was getting really, like, really frustrated, because he just wants to retire. So then on the 11th time, he goes, "Hey, boss," he's like really like ticked off at this point, "Can I retire now?" And of course, the boss goes, "One more house." This time, instead of 6 months, the architect took 2 weeks to build this, okay? So he basically didn't put any effort into it. He did a terrible job. Door wasn't straight. There wasn't even a roof on this house. He goes to the boss. You guys have probably heard this story. People share it all the time.
I've never heard it.
Oh, that's perfect. So he goes to the boss, and he goes, "Can I retire now?" And the boss goes, "One more thing." And the architect's like, "What? Another house?" He goes, "No." The boss hands the architect a box with a key and says, "The last house you built is yours. It's on me. You don't have to pay for the materials. It's on me. It's your house." So it's funny, but there's also a very deep meaning to this. So if he would have known that he was building his house, he would have put like 1,000% more of effort. You know what I'm saying? If he would have known that if that was his, then he would have taken time. So in the Olympic dream, or whatever dream, singer's dream, actor's dream, lawyer, whatever it is, it's never about winning or losing. It's actually the total opposite. It's about the process of who you become, the character and the process of the person who you become during that journey. So it's never about, you know, the end, "I'm going to retire." If you are always just assuming that you're constantly building your house or your character, in quotes, and then it's a much more healthy mindset, because if something gets postponed, the Olympics, for example, I'm, you know, grinding it out. You know, I'm building my house, my character, and it's really a more healthy mindset as opposed to focusing on the end. You just need to focus on the process. So that's what the story was, and it totally changed in how I look at my training. I get up early in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning sometimes. I train 8 hours, and I'm very positive about these things, because I just think when am I building my house? You know what I mean? I'm not an architect. I don't know anything about building houses. But, you know, it is a question, you know. When am I going to do something, and when is someone watching? You know what I mean? When am I going to inspire others? So you just have to always assume that you're always building your character. So whatever you do, whether it's homework, how you eat, these choices are developing your foundation. So you need to treat every day with that mindset of the Olympian's mindset of you're always building your character. So you gotta really treat yourself with respect and don't focus about winning and losing, because it's not what it's about. If you lose, if your song gets 2 streams instead of 2 billion streams, write another song. You know, the Olympics get postponed, wait another year, you know. So I hope that wasn't too long, but that's the story that changed my mentality when it comes to tournaments, when I'm shooting, when I'm doing live performances. That's my mental game when it comes to just life in general. So I hope that wasn't dragging.
Riley, thank you for sharing that story. Kudos to you. Kudos to your hockey coach and to your parents and to your archery coach who spotted you out there on the field and helped you in this direction. I'm so glad you shared that story.
Yeah, he's the best. He's the best. My archery coach, he's been telling me you can go to the Olympics since I was seven years old. He's found me when I was like 7 or 8, somewhere around there. But that's not everyone just tells you that stuff, you know. And he's still saying it to this day. You know, I'm 19, so that was a while ago. That's like 12 years ago, and he's been saying it every year. So yeah.
Well, greatest system, yeah. To the Olympics and beyond. And actually, we're coming up on the hour, and thanks to BBS Radio, they're going to let us keep going. But if and I'm sure everybody appreciated that story. I'm glad we have it so we could have it for you when you come back victorious from the Olympics and anything else that you put your mind and heart to, all the houses you will build. Riley, I actually was thinking I would love to hear a Riley Silo song version of that story. I think you could do a great song with it. So any of you who might miss Riley performing now live with us, we're going to keep taping and then it'll be in the archives. Again, thanks to Doug Newsom, who is letting us keep the tape rolling as we have now Riley Silos performing live on the Life Changes Show, his song, Let the Wind Decide.
It's actually about the story we just talked about. It's
exactly.
Yeah. Wow. Crazy, huh? Yeah. Do I just go or you say go? What do I do?
Ready?
Ready?
Set. Go.
Here we go.
We'll never know.
Thank you. Wow. Let the wind aside. Wow.
Thank you, Riley. I know you cut it short to keep it within a time frame, so we can hopefully get one more in, but I want to let people know that they can connect with you and your music. Best places on YouTube, just go to www.silos.tv. That's Riley's last name, spelled S-I-L-O-S.tv. And you will find lots of music there. And before you go to your next song, Riley, let me also mention that they can find you on Instagram at Riley Silos, R-I-L-E-Y-S-I-L-O-S. You obviously work with all kinds of great people who also work with all kinds of other great people. You're working on a music project with somebody very interesting. And tell us a little bit about him or the music project.
Yeah, so we're working on another album. My main writing partner, his name is Mark Spiro, and this guy is just a beast. I mean, he's my biggest mentor when it comes to songwriting. He wrote, you know, the Top Gun soundtrack, if you guys know that movie with Tom Cruise. I mean, he's worked with these ridiculous amount of artists, like like Steve Perry, Julian Lennon, just these amazing people. And I think he's represented over like 50 million records. It's just ridiculous, man. And he's a really nice guy. And he can write one song a day if he wanted to. I mean, his brain, I don't understand how it works. He's just a machine. And we're working on a new album. I like to write at least one song a week. I try. A lot of them suck, man. Like, a lot of them really suck. But like I said, one song a week. And I'll come up with a couple melodies a day. A lot of them suck, like I said. But eventually, you know, it comes and we'll like the music. It's a team effort. And our goal was to make just timeless music. And what I mean by timeless is, like, if you listen to songs from, like, Bread or, like, the Bee Gees, it's just timeless music. Like, everybody loves it, even to now. So that's my goal with Mark and my other writing partners, is to just make music that makes us happy, right? And also, it'll just be timeless, where, like, years from now, people will still be singing it. You know, that would be the dream, right?
Nice. Well, actually, all your other dreams are coming to pass, so let's just see this one do the same. What song are you going to share with us today, or next?
Cool. I'll sing a song. It's called Before I Fall. What's up?
It's called Before I Fall.
Yeah, Before I Fall. And it's about falling in love with a friend of yours. So catching feelings.
Okay.
Always a terrible scenario to be in.
Oh, okay. If you say so, it sounds like it's from experience. So we'll just leave it at that.
She might be listening to this.
Here is Riley Silos performing Before I Fall.
Here we go.
Just what you feel for me. Show me where you are and what I'm supposed to do. Should it have to change the man I'm meant to be? 'Cause I wonder if I close my eyes and fly, baby, what could I do before I fall, before I crash again, before I go down in flames, before we both reach the end, before I fall, before I melt again, before my flame goes out, before we both reach the end, before I go. There you go again, looking out for me, trying to figure out just what I for you, show you where I am, and what I'm supposed to do. Shouldn't have to change the girl you're meant to be. 'Cause I wonder if I close my eyes and fly, baby, what could I do before I fall, before I crash again, before I go down in flames, before we both reach the end, before I fall, before I melt again, before my flame goes out, before we both reach the end, before I go.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Riley. Riley Silos. Find him at silos.tv, silos.tv, and on Instagram at Riley Silos, R-I-L-E-Y Silos. Riley, what an absolute pleasure. Looking forward to not only connecting, as we talked about, but hearing and seeing you do all these more great things and enjoying them all the way.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's been so much fun. So,
all the best to you. What a pleasure to connect with Riley Silos and our guest, Scarlett Curtis. That is our show. On behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Lee Donahue, and our producer and co-host, Mark Leger, I am your host, Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you that as your life changes, like ours surely did tonight, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at the Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.